You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Church, God's New People, by Tim Savage. This book is read by Chris Koscheski. This audio production is copyright 2011 and published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Publishers Crossway Books and Bibles, based on The Church, God's New People, copyright 2010 by Tim Savage. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. It is the most strategic body of people on the face of the planet. Through its ministries, vast tracts of humanity are rescued from evil and lifted from despair. And by its voice, new life is proclaimed to entire civilizations. It is an association of people that pulsates with the glory of God. What human gathering could possibly warrant such accolades? Only one qualifies: the Church of Jesus Christ. Few Christians are aware of the explosive nature of the church to which they belong. Several years ago, when transporting the English churchman John Stott to the place where he was preaching, I asked him what he thought was the most neglected doctrine among contemporary Christians. Supposing he would say theology, our view of God is too small, or possibly soteriology, our methods of salvation are too self-reliant, I was surprised to hear him reply without hesitation, ecclesiology. To me, the doctrine of the church seemed peripheral to other more weighty doctrines, and certainly not worthy of the stature my interlocutor ascribed to it. But in the years since, after reflection on the biblical teaching of the church, I have come to see otherwise. The Church of Jesus Christ is the locus of God's plan for creation. The Church and God's Agenda. According to the Bible, God is executing a plan of cosmic dimensions. He is in the process of reclaiming all things for His glory. Writing to believers in Ephesus, the Apostle Paul makes a stunning observation. God is summing up all things, things in the heavens and things on earth, under one head, namely Christ. Ephesians 1:10. Precisely where this comprehensive summation is taking place, Paul makes clear a few verses later. God has given Christ as head over all things to the church. Ephesians 1:22. Remarkably, the church is ground zero in God's ambitious reclamation project. It is home base for the execution of God's work in the world, the place where all things are being drawn together under Christ. If we want to see what God is doing on this planet, and who would want to miss something so spectacular, we must look to the church. Here, and only here, we find a people drawn together and filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 1:23 and 3:19. The link between Christ and the church is nearly seamless. The church is the body of Christ, and Christ is its head. Colossians 1:18. The church reverberates with the resurrection power of Christ Himself, Ephesians 1:19 through 20. It personifies His love, Ephesians 5:2. It manifests His fullness, Colossians 2:9 through 10. It is a new man measuring up to the full stature of Christ Himself, Ephesians 4:13. And yet the church is also distinguished from Christ. It is His bride, Ephesians 5:25 through 27. It is the one He nurtures and cherishes as His own flesh, Ephesians 5:29. It is the repository of the Father's wisdom, Ephesians 3:10. It is where God receives all glory, Ephesians 3:21. It is a beacon of divine light, a foretaste of heavenly glory, Ephesians 1:18. God's people as a family. Perhaps the best way to envisage the church, accounting for both its organic link to Christ and its distinctiveness from Christ, is as a family related by blood. Members of the church are blood relatives. They share the same Father, from whom every family